This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we have Josh Bernstein. We also have John W. Spring here. John, I'm sure you want to ask some questions during this half hour. Josh, we've been following the audits, and luckily you mentioned Corey Lewandowski as one of your people you can communicate with in New Hampshire. He's from there. And yes. It's very likely that we're going to see these audits actually proceed properly. I mean, there's been every attempt, like in Arizona, to use every nasty tactic in the world to truncate our ability to actually have proper, not only voting audits, but even go home to home, just ask, you know, did you vote? How did you vote? And, you know, simple questions, not taking their privacy away. And then secondly, the truly forensic audit that actually looks at the data and says, like, just what we've seen already, what you've done is amazing, with people like Mike Lindell and others. So what we're in a position of now is we're approaching, my guess is in the next 2 months, a constitutional crisis. And when it happens in multiple states, Biden and the administration with, you know, Kamala Harris, these first government, are going to be withheld from the ability to be in the control of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the launching of missiles or starting war. And the lie that they're putting out that they want this and that and they're going to have, you know, regenerate the economy. They want to collapse the economy. If Joe Biden stays in, he's a fragging the hell out of Russia. He's going to collapse the economy. And that's what they want. He's actually doing exactly what his masters want. Joe Biden has turned into a kind of a brain-dead cyborg servant, goliath, if you want to call it, of you know, the global elite. They're actually controlling him like they're avataring Joe Biden like a video game, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, here's some updates in Arizona. First and foremost, you have a situation right now where the audits are going to start actually tomorrow. Today, what's happening is there's training, making sure that the equipment is working, is operable. You have all of the ballots being brought in. There's private security. There's other security. There's plainclothes officers. There's officers in uniform. The Coliseum itself has its own security folks. There are cameras all over the entire place. There is fencing put up around it where the ballots have to go through this fencing area into the tables. There's cameras over and above every single one of the counting tables, and there's cameras on top of the monitors, okay? So let me just tell everybody that's listening, this is about as secure of an operation as humanly possible. Now, they're going to do the training today. They're going to bring the ballots in today. They're going to do some more training first thing in the morning, and then they're going to get at it probably around 12, 1 o'clock. That's when the 40-day clock starts. It'll right. start on Friday afternoon at about 12, and we'll go from there. We'll see how this all plays out.
Now, I want to ask you a question, because you're a pattern recognizer, and a pattern recognizer is someone that can see truth. You saw some truths approaching from this whole thing, and you can see that it was a narrow possibility, but it's a real possibility that it's expanding now, of Trump being proven that he actually had the election stolen from him. He probably got between 85 and 90 million votes, and Biden, at the very best of their stealing, even though they stole, would probably get maybe 63 or 64 million.
Well, with the stolen votes, maybe 62, 63, right.
Right. And my guess is that there's a pattern there, and I'd like you to see if you can recognize what it was. We're going to have Simon on the third hour talking about his research in terms of looking at symbology and some of the interesting books written over the last century and some of these symbological people. For example, some of the world leaders try to think of themselves if they're in this or that special group. And, of course, we have that with our little, you know, all the affiliate people with all our special talents, like Dr. Judy Mikovits and yourself, were basically trying to handle the fact that to even get the truth out to the people is a very big spiritual battlefield. And they're actually surrendering to be literally abused by the system. I mean, that's why we played that video clip, you know, the, well, just being an end time, you know, battlefield cyborg. I mean, the zombie apocalypse is not something theoretical. It's actually happening right now, isn't it? You know, people think we're nuts when we say that. I think it's not nuts. I mean, we know these vaccines are only sterilized, but they damage the brain tissue. And it may keep people who are going to die, but the survivors are going to be basically sterile zombies, right? So, Josh, what's the next thing that we have to do, whether it's in Arizona or elsewhere, to get things moving toward the Bidenectomy, to get rid of the damn Biden and his cohort, Kamala Harris, who once in a while seems to be passive, but then all of a sudden explodes on the scene with a very abusive statement against Joe Biden, but yet they still have her in power there because they want to have her, that they can control her when she becomes in power, say, a year or so from now, and they do a legal activity. Maybe they'll try to do something legal like they were telling me they were doing, where you basically threaten somebody, and if they disbehave, you just kill them, you know, remotely because you have all these nanotechnology in them, right?
Well, one thing I will say is, as far as how to get the Bidenectomy done, first and foremost, we've got to do this completed forensic audit, and right. We have to do it without any interruptions, without any fraud. It needs to be done fair and free, of course. And, you know, I worry about Katie Hobbs, the far-left radical Secretary of State in Arizona, who was bought and paid for by George Soros. You know, say what you will about George Soros. He was smart a few years ago when he realized, okay, I'm going to get the two most important people in a state underneath my control. And what did he do? He went after the secretaries of state because he knew that they controlled the election. And then he went after the attorney generals. Why? Because they're the ones that can decide who can be arrested and who won't be arrested.
Wow.
And so that's what he did. He took his goons and his thugs and his BLM and his Antifa, and he put them all out on the street in these cities, knowing that he had people that he put in those offices that were not going to prosecute them and that were going to give them bail and let them out of jail. And then he had the crooked secretaries of state, like in Arizona, like in Michigan, like in other areas as well, that he bought and paid for as well. So I wonder, you know, because the Secretary of State is a far-left, bought and paid for, radical George Soros associate, I wonder what she's going to do, how she's going to try to do something here in the next few days to try to slow this down or stop this. And don't forget, there's still Perkins Coie. They've remained quiet. For some odd reason, that also makes me nervous as well. Is there going to be a temporary restraining order coming? I don't know. I'm worried about a lot of those things. Let's hope that they don't happen. Let's hope that, you know, they continue to do the audits the way they're supposed to be done. And then, you know, once the voter fraud is uncovered, and clearly we can see that Biden did not win the state of Arizona, well, the next recourse is the Arizona Senate will then file a criminal complaint against the administration and bring them to court and try to get the results in Arizona, certainly, overturned. Now, the important part is if we can do that in Arizona, if we can do that in New Hampshire, if we can do that in Michigan, if we can do that in Georgia, if we can do that in Nevada, if we can do that in, Pennsylvania, if we can do that in Wisconsin, now all of a sudden the Supreme Court's got to take the case. And at that point, you file a writ of quo warranto, and that is the legal procedure to remove someone from office. And if that was to be the decision that the courts would make, then the military would step in, and we would have a Bidenectomy. That would be, I just gave you the behind-the-scenes, step-by-step process
right.
to the Bidenectomy.
I personally think we don't have a choice. Here's what I think is the consequence of Joe Biden stays in. His latest comments this week against Putin and against the situation in the Ukraine. We have NATO troops now on the border of Russia and Ukraine. Remember,
yeah.
Ukraine had a long-standing agreement going back decades to be actually territory that was actually under the control of the Russians, even though there wasn't a formal transfer to a complete territorial transfer to Russia. The hundreds of years ago, the actual capital of Mother Russia was Kiev. What I see going on right now is Biden is a total fool moving us toward World War III, isn't he?
No question about it. Let me explain. 80,000 Russian troops at the Russian border. We saw what they did in 2014 with Crimea. They went in there. The Obama administration said, okay, that's a red line. If you go in, it's a red line. They went in anyway, and Obama and Biden, instead of a red line, they decide to dance the chorus line. Okay? That's number one. Number two, here we are in 2021. Why is Russia doing this? It's so, so simple. A, it was the Obama administration that targeted them by saying that they interfered in the election when they didn't. That was number one. Number two, they witnessed this bumbling, stumbling, pedophile, idiot, moron for 8 years, hanging on to the coattails of Barack Obama and his ineptitude for 8 years. So now they know that he has absolutely no, you know, moral compass whatsoever, and they saw how weak he is. That's right. Why they're doing this. And here's the scary part. We're not going to back Russia. We're going to back Ukraine, the scumbags of Ukraine, because that's who they are.
The criminals.
Those are the ones that interfered in the election. Those are why the Democrats love Ukraine. And guess what? You're going to have NATO with Ukraine.
Yeah.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication, and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Facilities are easily attackable, let's put it that way, even with our space-based weapons.
Right, right.
Right,
exactly.
We can knock them up. We can actually burn them from space. We can actually burn them with our laser systems from space.
Right.
So what Biden is doing, he's almost guaranteeing, number one, he's actually going to crash the world economy. I've heard that as early as maybe the end of this month or 10 days from now, 8 days from now, we could have a collapse of the U.S. dollar with what they're doing right now with printing money. We see the collapse of the border. Now it actually has even people inside the the so-called demon rat party, are panicking over closing off the holes in the wall because it's getting so bad that a lot of Democrats are actually leaving the Democratic Party in New York and other areas and switching over to be either independents or Republicans right away. So there's the extreme socialist part of the party that are tied to the globalists, like the Vatican, the Druidic party of what we call the Vatican, the United Nations, and so on, because these globalists don't give a crap. They want to crash America, and at the very least they want us to surrender to world government. But I think what Biden's doing actually could precipitate World War III. We could actually end up with a thermonuclear exchange caused by stupidity, because he's such an asshole, he has no idea, conception, how to actually deal with a reasonable footing to prevent war. Trump did, but this guy's a total idiot, isn't he?
He's not an asshole. He's an asshole's asshole.
Right.
Okay? He's about the most incompetent, incoherent piece of garbage that's ever walked the face of Congress, the halls of Congress, and has ever been anywhere in Washington. He is truly the most demonic figure probably in American history. I think he makes Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton look like saints and priests and nuns compared to Joe Biden and his sick, twisted, demented, psychotic family. If you want to know the truth?
Well, if you, I didn't see the videos, but I've been told some pretty graphic things about Joe Biden, you know what was going on with Hunter Biden and so on in China and in Ukraine. This man is a very sick idiot, and the fact that we haven't removed him, the media actually collaborated to cover him up, it indicates the globalists don't give a rat's behind about America or American citizenship or the Constitution. Yeah. Now they're trying to pack the court and take away our First and Second Amendment rights. I can tell you right now, we are seconds away from midnight, either nuclear conflict, and if the courts don't, and with the audits, remove Biden, we're going to have a social revolution in America, an armed revolution by citizenry that are going to march down to the capitals and arrest these bastards and put their sorry asses into a military tribunal. Right?
Hey, from your lips to God's ears, I pray something like that happens.
It has to happen. If it doesn't, what I want to see is by Labor Day, Putin and Trump have a dialogue openly and say, we don't want to go to war. We don't want Iran to go crazy.
Mass mutual destruction.
Right. We don't want North Korea to go crazy because they have Russian weapons, too. Or the weapons, by the way, in Nicaragua, Larachila Island, those are all Russian weapons, every one of them. They're not Chinese weapons. They're Russian.
Every single one of them. Not only that, what about Venezuela? What about the fact that they have weapons and they have missiles hidden in Venezuela in the mountains, you know, outside of Caracas? I mean,
well, they have them there, but they have Russian submarines in the what's called the main river in northern Venezuela, right? But they also have in Larachila Island, north of Venezuela,
right,
directly in the actual latitude, directly under Norfolk, Virginia, where all the nuclear submarines are, our nuclear navy, and literally 12 minutes to Norfolk and 14 minutes to Washington, D.C. from Larachila Island. People don't realize we are seconds to midnight, aren't we?
And then also there's Cuba as well. You know, the Cuban communists are obviously not our allies or anything like that. They've been an adversary for many, many years.
So
I think what you're looking at right now is you're looking at a number of different things that could erupt. You've got the Russia-Ukraine situation. You've got the North Koreans and South Korea and the Korean Peninsula. You've got the South China Sea with Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines, and South Korea against China. You've got Iran restarting their nuke program. You've got a ISIS caliphate reforming in Yemen and Iraq and elsewhere. So if you look at it from a global perspective, it is just a giant cluster of problems and troubles on the horizon. And every single one of them was caused by Joe Biden and the left stealing the election.
Starting with even beforehand, though, this is Obama started even back in his first term.
Yeah, but the left stole the election because they didn't like Trump and they didn't like his tweets. Well, guess what? You're going to now put your children, your grandchildren, and future children and generations in severe danger because of your stupidity.
What I think may happen here is that when it becomes obvious, like, I won't mention the details that you mentioned the other day that happened, but Black Lives Matter and Antifa were trying to come in and interfere with the audits in Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's going on right now, if the BLM and Antifa start doing any more interference, you're going to see a head-to-head conflict between citizen militia groups, and we're going to start seeing a lot of these BLM and ATF people, Antifa and Black Lives Matter people, they're going to bite it. We're going to start killing a lot of them.
It depends on, you know, how violent they get.
Well, we don't want to do violence, but if they attack our auditors, they're going to die doing it. How's that?
Well, look, you have to understand, this is a wild, wild west, and I was on another show today, and I said the same thing. You know, the bottom line is, this isn't Portland, this isn't Washington State, okay? This is Arizona. This is a huge Second Amendment-loving state here, and you could have a 90-year-old woman who you would see at a sewing circle, you know, packing heat, and you could see a 21-year-old kid in college packing heat. You don't know who's packing heat in this state. This is a no-fault carry state, so you don't need a permit. You can have a gun on you no matter what. You can go right now. If I wanted to right now, it is, let's see, 1:30 in the afternoon. If I went down to a local gun store right now, filled out some paperwork, I would have the gun in an hour. Okay?
Wow.
That's what Arizona is all about. The best in the nation for the Second Amendment. And there are so many people down there, including, by the way, the auditors, the canvassers, all of those folks that are huge supporters of the Second Amendment. So anyone that wants to go down there and cause trouble, understand that you're in Arizona. You're not in Seattle, Washington anymore.
I got a new term for you, and you'll love this because you're Jewish. Arizona is not Kristallnacht.
There you go.
But they took all the goddamn guns away, and then they kind of
right.
started throwing them into work camps and kill them.
You got it.
It's not Kristallnacht.
You got it.
We
support the Second Amendment out here in a major way.
Here's what I think is going to happen, and this is why it's important. I know you're trying to get a hold of Mike Lindell, and I need you to keep on trying. I had Mike on my show years ago, and I tried to get him to support it. And after a few years, my wife was a little bit upset because after a few years of being here, because he was real popular, he said, I don't need to come back anymore. Now, he did was a nice guy. He gave us some pillows, and we bought some more. But we need to talk to Mike, and we need to, through Mike, talk to President Trump. Trump right now is still pushing the vaccines. His wife got them last week, and he's still saying he got upset with even the FDA and the CDC pulling the J&J, which they're putting back up on the market. People need to realize that ultimately the worst of all these things, despite the war hanging over us, are the goddamn vaccines. I call the chemo shots of death. How's that?
Yep.
All these other things are bad. This one is literally eating us alive right now.
Has always been
serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House, in a party-line vote on Thursday, approved legislation to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the nation, sending the bill to the Senate. Winning a vote in the Senate will likely require ending the filibuster that requires most legislation to clear a 60-vote hurdle. Even then, not all 50 Democrats in the Senate back making D.C. a state. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't heard from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi regarding forming a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
I have gotten nothing from her.
Leader McConnell has received nothing from her. She was even in my office yesterday. She could have dropped the letter off. Nothing from her. So I'm not quite sure who she's talking to or what she's talking about.
The California Republican also saying he will not negotiate over a formation of a committee in the media. This is USA Radio News. Dangerous weather could be on the way for many in the south central United States. Severe thunderstorms are in the weekend forecast in East Texas and parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The storms could produce hail, flooding, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. The storm front will develop Friday afternoon west of Dallas and move eastward Friday night. Torrential rain is predicted from Louisiana to South Carolina Friday into Saturday. Some Ohio State students want the university to cut ties with the Columbus Police Department for saving two people from a 16-year-old girl who was attacking them with a knife. A police officer shot the 16-year-old attacker. He has been placed on administrative leave, and the incident is being looked into. The students staging a sit-in on the campus before marching to the state capitol. The school does have a mutual aid agreement with the Columbus Police Department. And you're listening to USA Radio News. News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Now we have, coming back here, we have John W. Springer. We also have Simon. Simon, you sent me some articles. You sent me an interesting picture here. Let's see if I can pull it up here. Where is it? Here it is now. I think I have it here. Let's see if I can pull it up here.
By the way, Dr. Deagle, I never got your email regarding our program today.
Well, the one I was going to send you was just the stuff I was waiting for from Simon. I didn't have anything until just a little while ago.
Oh, okay.
And,
fine.
Okay, that's why. And it was basically a picture. What I have is, if you look at the periscope, and I think we have Simon there, it shows some interesting, badges from the Russian Army's Spetsnaz 45th Airborne Reconnaissance with the Gray Wolf. Now, you got to go slowly because Simon's very intelligent, but he talks a little fast. And there's some interesting stories going back to Vladimir Putin, who's my age, 69. Vladimir Putin had some interesting history. And we want to understand, if you look at the Russian, you call spiritual history, Putin travels with an Orthodox, a high-level Orthodox, a Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox priest everywhere he goes. People don't realize, in Russia, he's considered, like, literally, not only a politician, but he's considered like a prophet. Did you know that, John?
Yes. Now, what I see is basically a catalog. I think I've seen something very similar to this before.
Right. Okay. Now, let me explain something. His name is Putin, but he's actually the grandson of Rasputin and Katarina the Romanov. So he's actually a royal Romanov, which is a royal bloodline, and also Rasputin, considered one of the great priests that was trying to get Russia to reform. People want to make all these negative things about Rasputin. He's a tough guy. It was hard to kill him. But the Greek, the grandson of Rasputin is our guy Putin, with an IQ probably somewhere between 160 and 200, a black belt in Russian martial arts. He's getting great health. He hasn't drank a drop of vodka his entire life. He does not touch alcohol or illegal drugs. He works out. He's ideal weight. And he could easily have, looking at him, the man could easily live to be 100. So he's not going anywhere. He's not like Joe Biden, Mr. Dementia. He's not an alcoholic. And just like, you know, Donald Trump doesn't drink a drop of booze. Even if he had wine, it would probably be okay, but he doesn't. He's not a boozer, like a lot of Russians that hit the vodka really hard. I'd like you to start with your story, Simon, so we can kind of follow it. Now, did you send me additional pictures or documents?
Yes, I have, Dr. Neal, yes.
Okay, let me go look and we'll see what I have here. And then are these something that I can show up on the screen when we actually look at this? Let me see if I can pull it up here. So it'll be under Simon. What's your email address I can put?
Well, you can see from the first email that I sent you what my email address is.
Yeah, let's see. I'll see if I can pull it up here.
By the way, this is an outfit I became very much aware of back in 1983. The Spetsnaz, yes.
The Spetsnaz, okay. Now, what Simon's going to talk about here is almost like an allegorical, prophetic image. Now, you have to understand the nature of our universe. One of my good friends who died last year is Jonathan Gray. He's an ancient Christian archaeologist. And many years ago, 50 years ago, he was confronted by a Scientologist because he didn't have any religion. And they confronted him saying, well, if you believe in anything, you know, what about the star signs? And he said, the star signs, what do you mean? So he was a detailed kind of guy, researching stuff. And we looked at the star signs. Every ancient people on Earth knew about the coming of a Messiah, our God incarnating in human flesh. This is even before the first Jew ever rose up in Israel, or even Abraham went from Ur of the Chaldees to the middle of the, became the father of, if you called the Ephraimic and Judaic tribes. So you have to understand that the symbology is buried not only in our star signs, but also in our literature. For example, the movie The Time Machine, written 100 years ago, is an allegory about what's happening right today. The Morlocks go underground. And major world, they go stay there underground for 80,000 years, and the Eloi stay on the surface of the planet and survive until the Morlocks start to come up from the depths of the earth and can't see because they can't tolerate the sunlight. I mean, people have to understand there's this symbology there. And people like Vladimir Putin, there's been prophesied in Russia that Russia, at the end of the age, which we are right now, will save the world. Now, if Russia makes an alliance with America, that's very possible, but if Russia doesn't make an alliance and we go to war, Russia will destroy America. And I can tell you that something is one of my main prophecies, I would say, today. So I want Simon to expand on this. So I'm going to take his email here, and I'm going to go back and do a little search here of any other emails you have, and I'll put up the text. If you're going to our Deagle Network, you'll be able to see these information there. Let's see what we have here. So let's see. Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of things. You got... Oh, wow, you're a busy guy. You got the Ukraine article and audio file from 21 April and the Hal Turner Show. You have the badges we showed here a minute ago with the Elephant Wall, U.S. Air Force versus Jungle Book. And remember that Jungle Book was written, it was a book that Putin was availed to when he was running, I think it was in East Germany. So Putin speaks very, very good German. Just like the current... lady leader of Germany speaks very good Russian, because in East Germany her father was a pastor. She was one of her first languages was actually Russian, even though she's in East Germany.
Yeah, well, she was raised and born in East Germany when it was under Russian control.
Exactly. Now, so do you want me to turn on
pull
the
Vladimir Putin in his household speaks only Russian.
Right. Yeah. Which one do you want me to pull up, Simon? Do you want me to pull up the General Platov? Or the Elephantine Walk, or the Ukraine article. Which one?
I'll get to the general at the end.
Yeah, the first one. Do you want me to pull the Ukraine article first?
No, I don't think so, because that's obviously advertising one of your competitors, though I will happily give him credit during the course of my presentation. But I also sent you a list of the images from the 1903 edition of the book, which is registered with the Library of Congress.
Okay, which one is that listed here? I see Elephantine Walk. Which one of these emails would have all those images?
I think the subject says Jungle Book Pictures, LOC, standing for Library of Congress.
I'll open that up right now. And nice thing about this.
And then there's, I think, 16 illustrations in the book. You can just choose one of those if you want to put that up for the image whilst I'm speaking.
So okay, I'm going to expand them here so people can see them in the images as we go. The first one shows a bunch of aircraft on a... out of the runway at the very top.
Well, that's actually a different issue. So I'll come to that towards the end of the talk as well. That
are the images at the bottom or something in a file?
The images there literally just occurred to me in the last few hours.
Where are they on this particular email?
You'll see there's another email that says Jungle Book Pictures LOC, and that.
Oh, that's one. I don't see that one right now. Let me look to see Jungle Book Pictures LOC. Let me see if I can find that.
If you type that into a Google search, it'll pop up straight away. That basically these books have been digitalized both by the Library of Congress and also by the Gutenberg Book Project.
And, okay, so I go Jungle Book Pictures and just let me copy that down to do a search. Jungle Book
Pictures, Library of Congress.
Now, we're referring to the animated version of...
No, we're not. So, if I may start...
Yeah,
so
okay, go ahead. Let's start off from the beginning. And we're going to get a point to this, people, if you're listening. You'll have to understand, in a sense, God speaks in truth in images and patterns. And part of what we're doing here, and Simon, you're very brave here, you're picking up a pattern or something that's prophetically telling something that was prophesied 500 years ago in Russia, and in the Bible going back to literally 2,800 years ago, with the thing called the Vilna Gaon, which is a song that the pilots, when they get their wings in Israel, and they go up on top of Mossad, and they sing the song, when the Rush or Russia crosses from the Bosphorus to the Mediterranean, put on your Shabbat or Sabbath clothes, because Messiah HaMashiach is coming. Now this is 800 years before even Jesus arrived on earth. And there's a lot of the Jews, they don't think the first coming has already happened. They think that for the Jews, the first coming is about to happen now. They're not believers in Messiah. Now, there aren't a lot of them that believe in Messiah now as well. They're Jews now. But this prophecy is sung by all the pilots and has been since Israel was started now many years ago. And the song goes back 2,800 years to Ezekiel 38 and 39. The Bosphorus and the Mediterranean, so we're going to get into that. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
NATO yet.
No, not a formal, but they got an informal NATO affiliation.
Yes, they do have an informal.
Okay, okay, now we're back, and we want to start, because I want to mention a few things to start with. Turkey has been a member of NATO, I think, since the 1940s. And it also has played back and forth. In other words, after the attempted coup about 4 years ago, the Turks actually start buying Russian advanced weapon systems. Now, remember, the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey is the largest nuclear base in that area of Euro-Asia. It has, on average, around 36 missile silo launch sites for advanced nuclear, both short-range and intermediate-range and long-range nuclear missiles aimed at Russia or any other country in that area. And a few years ago, the head of Turkey, actually, because he's got his narcissistic hedge, has the largest palace ever built in human history is built in Turkey by the head of the of Turkey. And the Turks have always had this kind of like embellished youth point about themselves, because the Ottoman Empire was very big. I mean, people don't realize how big it was. It basically covered a territory not as big as Russia, but it was in many, many time zones. It wasn't a little minor thing. It was a very big deal. And the fourth largest military army in the world are the Turks. They also have contracts to build M1AB tanks, tank-killing missiles, and other technology. They have licenses from us to build them in their own territory, on their own land. So people don't realize the Turks are a very key issue. And also, the Ukrainians don't have full NATO membership, but they have affiliation membership. And with 80,000 troops now and probably a lot more coming, and all these advanced killer weapons that we're going to give the Turks, because America is very innovative at building advanced drone-based killing weapons and hypersonic pit weapons to be neutron nuclear weapons, etc., yes, the Russians are very innovative, but so are we. I mean, if we ever get in a shooting battle, both of us are going to die. This is not going to be pleasant. So we have Ukraine, who are a bunch of criminals, to be honest with you, they're running Ukraine. That's why the deals were made with Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. And on the other hand, because they have an affiliate status, they're doing things that are really scary. And then Joe Biden is actually cooperating with the Ukrainians. They're putting the Russians on notice that things you did for decades, even territories where 95% of citizens are Russian, right? You can't do it anymore. We're going to hit you with a Javelin missile, which would happen under the Biden-Obama administration. People don't realize that Biden is out of his freaking mind, and he's literally the puppet of Barack Obama sitting in his fancy home in New England, right?
Well, so, there's definitely a lot of history, particularly with the Biden family, with Ukraine, during the previous Democrat administration,
right.
Biden, as vice president, was actually the contact person
with the government of Ukraine.
And remember, he totally threatened that actually if they don't fire the investigator who was going to go after his son, you're not going to get the $1 billion. Remember that story? And he actually boasted about it.
Boasted about that at a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations and said that he told them if they didn't sack the chief prosecutor within 6 hours, he was going to get on a plane and leave the country, and they weren't going to get their $1 billion international loan guarantee.
Right.
And then he goes, and son of a bitch, guess what happened?
Yeah,
they got glossed over in the presidential campaign.
They did gloss it, didn't they? But even though the fact that it actually happened and he actually boasted of it and thought it was funny, he made a big joke of it. And I'm thinking, that's the crazy son of a bitch we have as our president? This is nuts.
Well, if I may get into this, I think that, first of all, people could draw some similarity to American politics and our own national history.
Right.
So one thing that listeners in America will be very familiar with is the State of the Union address that's given to the joint session of the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the members of the U.S. Supreme Court in attendance. So Russia has a similar thing, and they're actually doing theirs on time as opposed to being very, very late like President Biden is this year. And so just yesterday on the 21st of April, in the morning our time, because they're many hours ahead of us in Moscow, President Putin gave his annual address to the essentially what was the Russian Federal Assembly, including their upper chamber and some guests. And there were a lot of journalists, over 400 journalists, watching it online as well because of the COVID restrictions.
Right.
So he, in the first 60 minutes, talked about Russian domestic policy, which I could talk about at length, but it's not particularly relevant today and probably not of interest to a lot of American listeners. And then in the remaining 18 to 20 minutes, he went to the area of foreign policy. And many observers had expected that he was going to give a real saber-rattling, chest-thumping defense of Russian policy with regard to its former Soviet states and its kind of like near neighbors such as Ukraine and Georgia now. Okay? But it was actually shorter and much more muted than one certainly would have expected for an American leader who was just trying to get simple soundbite across to a mass audience. And Putin, who, as you said, is undoubtedly a very smart person with full use of his mental faculties, was actually a lot more subtle. So whilst he did make reference to the modernization of the Russian nuclear force, and he also talked about asymmetrical warfare, to the surprise of a great deal of political observers, he said two sentences from the Jungle Book. And
now, I'm going to stop right there because he learned the Jungle Book when he was in East Germany. Is that right?
No, I think even before that. I think I can explain exactly when I think he learned about it.
Right.
So he said, and this was reported by Deutsche Welt, who had the paragraph heading, "What is Biden?" He said,
Your voice is a little distant there, John Simon. You want to get a little closer to your microphone.
There are all kinds of little tabakis hanging around Shere Khan. He then added, they are howling to appease their sovereign. And I suspect for a lot of people that just a bit too remote, right? And without any disrespect.
Yeah.
So what he was actually quoting from was a book written in 1894 by an English author who was 29 years old at the time and living in Vermont temporarily in the United States.
Right.
Okay, so there's quite a series of dots to join there, right? It became very, very famous, and he wrote a sequel immediately called The Second Jungle Book the following year, also while he was in Vermont. So one might indeed ask, as the German magazine did, what the heck was he talking about? Now,
right.
If you look at a list of the characters, he was specifically referring to the tabaqui, and he was comparing those characters, of which in the book there's actually only one rather than a group, to the NATO ally.
Right.
So tabaqui in Hindu, or Hindi, rather, the book that was written in 1894 was actually set in India, where the author had lived twice, as a child and as a young adult. Okay? So he was very familiar with the language and some of the natural landmarks.
Right.
That actually means, and it's quite an insult, a dish-licking dog. So not a very pleasant thing to call a nation state. And
which, what nation was he calling again?
Well, it's my contention that he was referring to both Ukraine and the other NATO states that over recent weeks have been expelling Russian diplomats and also making statements of support for
In other words, he's talking about the issues that are lining us up toward war, which is happening right now as we speak,
yes.
And he's perceiving that if Trump arises back into power, he can work out a deal. But if Biden stays in there, all the events that we're heading on multiple platforms around the world, we're heading to a thermonuclear war probably this year or next.
Well,
and Putin perceives that.
Yes, I mean, there's lots of.
We'll get into details here in a second when we go to Periscope.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this. This one, Life Support, is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical. For the whole family. Else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.